ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरे नष्टप्रायेषु अवद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके मूकं करोति वाचालं विलङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारणम् श्रीपरमानन्दमाधवम्। So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, chapter 8, text 1, the churning of the milk ocean. Sri Sukha Ubhacha Pite Gare वृषंकेन प्रीता ते अमर दानवा ममंथु तरसा सिंधु हवीरधानी ततः अभवत्। श्रीसुक उवाच पिते गर्भसंकेन प्रीतास्ते अमरदानवः ममंतु सरसा सिंधु हवीर्धानी ततो भव। श्रीसुक उवाच पीते गर्भसंकेन प्रीतास्ते अमरदानवः ममंसु सरसा सिंधु हविर्धानी ततो भव। श्रीसुक उवाच पीते गर्भसंकेन प्रीतास्ते अमरदानवः ममंथो सरसा सिंधु हविर्धानी ततो भव। शिशुक उवाच पिते गर्भसंकेन प्रीतास्ते अमरदानवः ममंथो सरसा सिंधु हविर्धानी ततो भव। श्रीसुक उवाच పితేగరేవ సంఖేన త్రితాస్తే అమరదానవ మమంతుస్తరసా సింధు అవిర్ధానీత తోవ. మచ్చది శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ. శ్రీ సుఖదేవ గోస్వామి సెడ్ పితే వాజ్ డ్రంక్, గరే హెన్ ది పాయిజన్, బ్రిచ అంకేణ బైలర్ శివ హు సీడ్స్ అన్ ఎ బుల్, ప్రితాహ బింగ్ ప్లీజ్ తే ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ అమరా ది డెమిగర్స్ దానవాహ అండ్ డీమన్స్ మమంతు అగైన్ బిగాన్ టు చర్న్ తరసా విత్ గ్రేట్ ఫోర్స్ మమంతు అగైన్ బిగాన్ టు చర్న్. సరే, సింధుం ది ఓషన్ ఆఫ్ మిల్క్, హవిర్ధాని ది సురభి కౌ హు ఇస్ ది సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ క్లారిఫైడ్ బటర్, తతః ఫ్రమ్ దాట్ టర్నింగ్ అభవత్ వాజ్ జనరేటెడ్. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Sukadeva Goswami continued, often Lord Shiva's drinking the poison, both the demigods and demons, being very pleased, began to churn the ocean with renewed vigor. As a result of this, there appeared a cow known as Suravi. Please repeat. Sukadeva Goswami continued, upon Lord Shiva's drinking the poison, both the demigods and demons, being very pleased, began to churn the ocean with renewed vigor. As a result of this, there appeared a cow known as Suravi. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Suravi cow is described as Havirdhani, the source of butter. Butter, when clarified by melting, produces ghee, or clarified butter, which is inevitably necessary for performing great ritualistic sacrifices. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 18.5, yajna dana tapa karma na tyajam karyam evatat. Sacrifice, charity and austerity are essential to keep human society perfect in peace and prosperity. Yajna, the performance of sacrifice, is essential. To perform yajna, clarified butter is absolutely necessary. And to get clarified butter, milk is necessary. Milk is produced when there are sufficient cows. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita 18.44, cow protection is recommended. కృషి గోరక్ష వాణిజ్యం వైశ్వకర్మ స్వభావజం. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానంజనశలాకయ చక్షురుమిళితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదామయం దదాతి స్వపదంతికం. వందేయం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీగురున్ వైష్ణవంశ శ్రీరూపం సగ్రజాతం సగణ రఘునాథ నితంతం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణ పాదాన్ సగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితం హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధో జగత్పతి గోపీశ గోపికా కంద రాధాకంద నమస్తే తప్త కంచన గౌరంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి విశవానసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియ వంచాకల్పతరువ్యస్ కృపా సింధువేవ పతితానం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః నమో మహావదన్నాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నమ్నే గౌరతిశ నమః జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే పితే గరేభ్య సంకేణ పితాస్తే అమరదానవ మమంతు తరసా సింధు హవిర్ధాని తతో అభవత్. సో హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ వర్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం హౌ డిఫరెంట్ థింగ్స్ కేమ్ అవుట్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ churning of the milk ocean has been described. As we have already read in the previous chapter that how halahal poison came out from churning the milk ocean. The demons and the demigods, they were inspired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to churn the milk ocean to get nectar. And by getting nectar and drinking that nectar, the demigods and demons, they would be very powerful, almost immortal. With this aim, the demons and demigods made a truce, and under the guidance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they started churning the milk ocean. Of course, we know that it was completely impossible for the demigods and demons to churn the milk ocean without the help of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because this was a Herculean task to churn the milk ocean. We have heard churning curd in a small pot, but churning the milk ocean is very difficult job. And it was not very easy for even for demigods and demons, those who are very, very powerful, powerful living entities. But they were successful because of the help of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when the Supreme Personality of Godhead favors someone, then that person becomes very powerful and becomes successful in every endeavor. King Alabhya Bhagavati Prasanne Sriniketane Tathapi Tatpararajan Nahi Vanchanti Kinchana. So anyone who has got the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, King Alabhya, what cannot be obtained by that person, that means everything can be obtained by that person who has received the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the secret of success in life. To become success in life, we have to get the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Or to become successful in every endeavor, we have to also get the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why it has been stated that what cannot be obtained by a person who has already received the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the devotees of the Lord are such, though they have got the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, still they don't want anything material. They only want to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead birth after birth. This is the nature of the pure devotees of the Lord. So here we see in this churning of milk ocean, the demigods and demons, they had to arrange so many things. They had to arrange a churning rod, which is necessary for churning the ocean. Jaya Sri Sri Gaurnita Sri Radhara Sri Alta Visaka Srita Ram Lakshman Vaktan Man Ki Jaya. So while they were getting this Mandarachal mountain to make this Mandarachal a churning rod, the demigods and demons they were carrying, but in the middle of the way they could not carry anymore, and that the demigods and demons, they were pressed under this Mandarachal mountain. This Mandarachal mountain fell from their hands because they could not carry. And later on, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has to help them to lift the Mandarachal mountain, and just by his glance, all the demigods and demons, those who were dead under the pressure of Mandarachal mountain, they got their lives. And the Lord carrier Garuda took this Mandarachal mountain in the back, and the Lord said, okay, you all demigods and demons also sit on the back of Garuda. So then they took that Mandarachal mountain. So after arranging everything, after arranging Vasuki as the rope to churn the milk ocean, and when they started churning, this halal poison came out. First thing, this poison came out. That means all the impurities first comes out, then the nectar would come. And then when this halal poison came out, and that it was spreading all over the universe, so everyone was afraid of poison. Who wants to drink poison? No one wants to drink poison, because one will be dead. So everyone was afraid of that. Therefore, under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they all approach Lord Shiva, who is the greatest Vaishnava, and who is always seeking welfare of the living entities. Lord Shiva is such a benevolent person. As a great Vaishnava, this is the characteristic of a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava, he suffers for others and he does benevolent work for others, for the benefit of others. A Vaishnava is para dukkhe dukkhe. A Vaishnava cannot tolerate others' distress. So he accepts distress himself to give happiness to others. This is the sacrifice the Vaishnavas or the devotees of the Lord, they make for the benefit of whole universe, for all living entities. So, Lord Shiva, when he was approached by the demigods and demons, so Lord Shiva, as the greatest Vaishnava, he wanted to help the demons and demigods by drinking the poison, so they will be relieved from the threat of this poison. But he has to also take permission from his wife, Bhavani. Because no wife would want that her husband would take poison. So, though Bhavani, means the wife of Lord Shiva, knew the power of Lord Shiva, still Lord Shiva has to convince her, take her permission before taking this poison. And Bhavani did not object. She knew that Lord Shiva was powerful and he would digest even poison. No problem for him. So, then Lord Shiva drank. He took out all poison which was spreading all over the universe. He took out that poison in his palm. That poison spreading all over the universe, Lord Shiva put everything in his palm and drank it. And that poison was so powerful that though it did not hurt Lord Shiva, but anyone else would have taken, would have died immediately. Though it did not do any harm to Lord Shiva, but it was so powerful, it stayed in the neck of Lord Shiva, throat, in the throat of Lord Shiva. It did not go inside. It just stayed in the throat, and Lord Shiva's throat became bluish in color because of that power of that poison, halal poison. So Lord Shiva's, there was a blue line seen on Shiva's neck. That's why Lord Shiva's another name became Nilkantha, whose neck is bluish in color because of this poison. So here it is stated that Pite Gare Brisankaya. So after Lord Shiva drank this poison, Gare means poison. Pite, after Lord Shiva drank this poison, Brisankena. Lord Shiva's name is here called Brisankena. One who sits on a bull, on the back of a bull. So bull is the carrier of Lord Shiva. Nandi. So, Shiva is also called Nandiswar, the master of the bull, Nandi. So here Vrishankara means Lord Shiva who sits on the back of a bull. So when he drank this poison, then what happened? What was the reaction of demigods and demons? Prite. They became very happy. Because their trouble was over. Like many people in material world, when they are in trouble, generally they go to Lord Shiva. Because they know that Shiva is Asutosh, very easily pleased. And Shiva is so merciful, he cannot see people suffering. That's why when people approach him to mitigate their suffering, then Lord Shiva immediately benedicts them. Okay, okay. You'll be free from the suffering. So he's very easily pleased, and Shiva is very easily pleased. Like you don't have to perform austerity to please Lord Shiva. Or even you don't have to offer him anything, only very simple thing you have to offer to please Lord Shiva. Because Lord Shiva is fond of Jaladhar. Jaladhar Priya Shiva. So when you pour water on Shiva Lingam, Lord Shiva is very easily pleased with that. Just by getting this water on Shiva Lingam. So Jaladhar Priya Shiva. So this has been described in the scripture. That Lord Shiva is very, very favorable and he is very easily pleased by this Jaladha. Namaskara Priya Vanu. And the sun god, he is Namaskara Priya. Just in the early morning when we see the sun is rising, what do? We just pay our obeisances. We do namaskar. Just fold our hands. Even you don't have to put your head on the ground. Just fold your hands and offer your respect to the sun god, who is representing the supreme personality of Godhead, Surya Narayan, in this material world. So we offer respect. So the sun god is very satisfied with that. When people offer him namaskar. Namaskar Priya Bhanu. And then Alankara Priya Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu, he is Alankara Priya. So you decorate the Lord with different ornaments, the Lord becomes very happy. So that's why the devotee dressed Lord Krishna in so many ways, putting different ornaments, every day changing ornaments, every day changing dress, and they decorate Krishna's body in different ways. So in this way, the Lord likes this. He becomes very pleased when he is being decorated by his devotees in this way, with different ornaments. Alankara Priya Vishnu. Brahmana Bhojana Priya. And the Brahmins, they are very fond of eating prasadam. Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, same thing. They are very satisfied in Krishna prasadam. If you want to please a Brahmin or Vaishnav, you call him for prasadam. Give him Krishna prasadam. He'll be very satisfied. Because the Lord eats through the mouth of Brahmins and Vaishnavas. The Lord eats through the mouth of Brahmins and Vaishnavas and through the mouth of fire. That's how we perform sacrifice. We offer oblations. In the sacrifice, we offer ghee in the fire. And the Lord becomes very satisfied. That's why the Lord's another name is called Yajna. Because He is Yajna Purusha. When we offer ghee in the fire, the Lord Vishnu accepts that. And He becomes very satisfied. So here we see that the demons and demigods, they became very satisfied when they saw that Lord Shiva has drunk this poison and their problem is over now. So they became very satisfied. And Mamantu Tarasa, then being inspired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead with new vigor, with new force, they started churning the milk ocean. Mamantu Tarasa Sindhu. So when they started churning the milk ocean with renewed vigor, then what happened? Habirdhani Tato Abhavat. Habirdhani. Habir means this butter. So butter, from butter ghee comes. When you put the butter in fire, it melts, then it becomes ghee. That's why ghee is called clarified butter. And it is coming from where? This butter is coming from curd. When you churn the curd, then butter will come out. And the curd is coming from milk, and milk is coming from cows. That's why the cows are very, very important. From where we can get milk, get butter, get ghee. And we offer this ghee in sacrifice to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why ghee is necessary. Because in Vedic age, every householder would perform fire sacrifice at his house. Agnihotra Yajna. You put some ghee in the fire just to satisfy Lord Vishnu. That was the system in Vedic age. And this ghee, milk, curd, it was abundantly available. How it was abundantly available? Because people were keeping cows at their houses. Every householder would keep at least one cow. That was the system. No one was going to the market to purchase milk. Nowadays, we have so much money, we think everything we can buy by our money. That's why we go to the market. For milk, we go to the market. And in the market, what type of milk we get? Nowadays they say synthetic milk. This milk is not coming from the cow. They make milk with different chemicals, paints, all these things they mix and make milk, synthetic milk. So we don't know what they are actually mixing in the name of milk, and not only milk, in every other thing. Everything, whatever we get in the market, nothing is pure, everything is adulterated. But it is sold in the name of the thing, and we think, oh, we are getting everything pure. And that's why we see, because we are getting all this adulterated food and drinks, so many diseases are coming. Even the doctors have not studied those diseases in their medical science. So many new diseases are coming. And cancer, diabetes, in those days it was only heart, the name was heart, but not so many people were affected. But nowadays you see, most of the people, maybe 99%, they are affected by diabetes, cancer. This is like a common disease now. Because whatever food we are taking, all adulterated food, all chemicals, pesticides, poison, we are all taking poison. And we are thinking we will become healthy. How is it possible? That's why in Vedic civilization, people were not dependent on the market. They were producing their own food grains, own vegetables, own milk, own ghee, own curd, own butter, everything. That's why they were so healthy. Even a person at the age of 90 would not require to wear a spec. His eyesight would be so clear. So, and they were so stout and strong because they were getting all pure food and they were all Krishna conscious, they were all peaceful. And they were happy. But nowadays, the things have changed in so many ways that whatever we eat, all poison. Unless we produce our own food, keep our own cow. So, nowadays even the cows are also mixed up. You cannot get the genuine cow milk. So anyway, so Habir Dhani, the cows are very, very important for human civilization. That's why Lord Krishna in Goloka, what he is doing? He is herding the cows, Surabhi cows. And teaching example, giving this example, teaching to the mankind. The Lord Himself is herding the cows every day. And He is playing with them, He is performing different pastimes with the cows, and He is very fond of cows and protector of cows. Namo Brahmana Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya. The Lord is the protector of the cows and the Brahmins and Vaishnavas. So, the Lord is actually teaching us how to become happy, peaceful in our human form of life. Just by keeping cows, taking care of the cows, we can get pure milk, which we can offer to the deity, offer to Krishna, and we can also take ourselves pure milk. And it is stated that if a person does not eat anything, only he drinks milk, he can live without any problem for his whole life just by drinking milk. Because milk contains all types of vitamins, proteins, whatever is required for the body. Even when a child is born, small child, when things are not developed properly, the child is living with this milk. If mother's milk is not there, the substitute is cow's milk. The child survives with cow's milk. That's why the keeping cows is very, very important. Cow protection. Which we have forgotten nowadays. That's why Srila Prabhupada emphasized this. In most of his lectures, and Prabhupada actually wanted this varnashram should be re-established. Cow protection should be there. And Prabhupada actually instructed all of our temples should have their own farms where they can produce food grains. All the temples should have their own gosalas where they can get pure milk to offer to the deity, and then devotees can also get the milk, pure milk. Because Prabhupada knew that whatever is available in the market, that was all impure, adulterated. That's why it is so important to keep cows, take care of cows and protect cows. Even in Vedic civilization, when the cows stop giving milk, still the householder will not sell the cow to a slaughterhouse. He'll keep the cow, even the cow is old. The cow doesn't give milk, still out of service attitude. Like in our family, we see our elderly persons, they have worked hard for the family, to maintain the family. When they get old, we take care of them. In the same way, when the cow gives milk, we utilize that milk for the deity and for us. And when the cows, they get old, then we take care of them. That is such a nice attitude. That we express, take, protect the cows, take care of the cows. So in this way, we become grateful to the cows, because cow is considered mata, mother, one of the seven mothers. The cow, that is one mother. So here we see that when the demons and demigods, they started churning the milk ocean, then after halal, the poison, then came Havirdhani. The Suravi cow came out from this churning. Suravi cow was produced. And the Suravi cows, they are not ordinary cows as we see in this world. Krishna. So the Suravi cows, they are special cows. They are called Kamadhenu. Kamadhenu means they can fulfill the desire of a person. Whatever cows we see or we maintain in this world, they have certain limitations. They can give limited quantity of milk. But the Kamadhenus or Suravi cows, they can give unlimited quantity of milk. As many liters you want, you can get. And not only that, the Kamadhenus, they will not only give milk, they can also fulfill all of one's desires. That's why they are called Kamadhenus. Kama means desire. The dhenu means cow. The cow which can fulfill the desire, any type of desire of a person, that is called kama dhenu. Therefore, the great sages, they used to keep kama dhenus, the Surabhi cows. Because they live in ashram in the jungle, the sages, they used to live in the forest. And sometimes some guests would come to them. So how they can treat the guests when they have nothing in the ashram, they only get fruits and roots in the forest. That's how they keep this kamadhenus. And whatever they desire, the kamadhenus or the suravikas, they can give. And they can treat their guests. They can also worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we have heard in the history that Vasishtha also had a kamadhenu. So many sages they used to have this kamadhenu. So here we see this Surabhi cow was produced. And generally Prabhupada says that the Surabhi cows, they are actually seen in the spiritual world, in the Vaikuntha world, and also in Goloka Vrindavan. This Goloka Vrindavan name came because of this cows. Go Loka. Go means cow. Loka means planet. So this planet where many cows are there, that is Goloka. Or in material world, in Vrindavan we say Gokul. That means also the hearts of cows are there. Gokul. Kul means hearts. Hearts of cows are there, that's why that is called Gokul. The same Goloka becomes Gokul here in material world. This is part of this Goloka Vrindavan. Non-different. So, in Goloka Vrindavan, there are unlimited Surabhi cows. That's why Lord Brahma in Brahma Sanhita, while describing Goloka Vrindavan, so he is singing, or he is speaking. Suravir Abhipalayantam. So Govinda Krishna, he is being protected. Krishna is actually protecting the Suravi cows. So in Goloka, Suravi cows are there and Krishna is herding the cows every day, taking care of them. And in this way the Goloka is full of the Suravi cows. So that means there is nothing lacking in Goloka Vrindavan. So here when the Suravi cow was produced from the churning of this ocean, then in the next verse it will come, Suravi cow was given to the sages for protection. The sages took care of this Suravi cow which was produced. And this was only one Suravi cow produced from the milk ocean, churning of the milk ocean. But in Goloka Vrindavan and Vaikuntha planets, many, many Suravi cows, unlimited Suravi cows are there. So this Suravi cow is very, very important to perform sacrifice. Because one has to offer ghee in sacrifice. And it has been stated in Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada says, Yajna Dana Tapa Karma Na Tyajyam Karyam Evatat. That one should not give up at any time performing of sacrifice, giving charity and performing austerity. These three things have to be done all the time. Why? Because these three things, pavanani manishinam, these three things will purify even the great souls. This is very purifying. When one offers oblations in the fire, offers ghee in the fire, very nice smoke comes out, that purifies the atmosphere. When real ghee is offered, not duplicate ghee, duplicate ghee does not purify. So, when the real ghee is offered, that purifies the atmosphere and creates an environment of spiritual environment. And one should give also charity to others for others' benefit. One should not only receive charity, but he should also give charity. That is also necessary. And then performing austerity. That one must perform austerity to keep oneself pure. Like we are performing austerity, getting up early in the morning, 3 o'clock, when generally people sleep until 9 o'clock. Nowadays people, they don't sleep at night. They will sleep after midnight and sleep after 9 o'clock. This is tamogun, mode of ignorance. We get up at 3 o'clock at Brahma Muhurta, take bath, and then come to the temple to attend Lord's Mangala Arati. We offer our respect to the Lord, chant and dance in front of the Lord to please Him. This is austerity. To get up early in the morning and take a bath, come to Mangala Arati is greatest austerity. So, one must do this to keep oneself pure. To refrain from 4 sinful activities like meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex and gambling. That is also a greatest austerity in this age of Kali. Just to do this. And one must do to keep oneself pure. So, we cannot go to the forest to perform austerity. Because in those days, the sages used to go to the forest and perform austerity. But in this age of Kali, it is very difficult to do that. But at least we can perform these austerities, which Prabhupada also instructed us to perform this austerity, so we can keep ourselves pure. So that's why to keep ourselves pure, we have to perform this austerity, we have to give charity, whatever we have, we give for the service of the Lord. And then we offer whatever is with us for the service of the Lord. What ingredients? Like ghee we offer in the fire, other ingredients we offer in the service of the Lord. So in this way, we become dedicated for the service of the Lord. We don't keep for ourselves, for our own personal enjoyment. We offer everything for the service of the Lord and service of His devotees. Then we can remain pure ourselves and make advancement in spiritual life. So that is necessary. And specifically, even if we are unable to perform fire sacrifice every day, though we offer the ghee, whatever we get from our farm or from Gosala, we offer to the Lord directly. But at least we offer this sacrifice, which is recommended for this age of Kali. And what is that sacrifice? Yajnai Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti Sumedasa. The intelligent people would offer this sacrifice to the Lord. And what is that sacrifice? Yajna Sankirtana Praya. The Sankirtana Yajna. Congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we must chant this holy name of the Lord. When we are together and when we are not together alone, we chant on our beads. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. We must chant every day at least 16 rounds, whatever has been given by our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada. We must chant our 16 rounds every day. This is to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead and make our heart purified so we can develop pure love for the service of Krishna. So, we get this much benefit from this cows, Surabhi cows, which came out from the milk ocean. Therefore, the cow protection is recommended to all people, not only devotees, to everyone. And when we keep cows in our homes and worship cows, take care of the cows, then the life will change. And that Vedic way of life will come back. We'll revive that Vedic way of life. Revive that system, Varnasram system, which was so nice. People were so peaceful. We have seen in our childhood days, in villages, every house there would be a cow. And people would get very easily pure milk, pure ghee, pure curd. We cannot describe the taste of that. And people were so peaceful. They were in the mode of goodness. They were very loving, affectionate towards each other. So that life was so nice. I have seen personally even in my childhood days. The atmosphere of village was so nice. But now you go, completely changed. Politically surcharged, and there is so much fighting, killing, so many things are going on. So that's why Prabhupada wanted to revive this Varnasram system. Prabhupada said, half of my work is done. Another half work is still there. Because Prabhupada understood what was the necessity and the importance of that Varnasram system. And we can revive that Varnasram system personally setting example for others. That's why in our temples we have our farm communities, gosalas. In that way we are actually showing to other people that how we can live peacefully just depending on farm products and cow products. Then we can make our human life successful. We can become, when we become peaceful, then we can think of Krishna nicely and make our life perfect. Hare Krishna. I think we went out of time. So, is there any time to take questions? Is there any question? No. నో హరే కృష్ణ థ్యాంక్ యూ జయ గ్రంథరాజ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కీ జయ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద కీ జయ.